forced to us. Kindness is something that when we learn it, we do it voluntarily with our heart. That's what it is. That's what the khair is all about. And, yes, and.
And similarly.
Similarly. Means what? Means I haven't finished. I know you didn't get it yet. He's sure that we don't get it because we think logically. And this is beyond the logic, right? And this is the book that he goes step by step beyond the logic to explain the law, right? Okay. And.
And similarly, the pen has dried. Means that the pen has dried after writing. Obedience and disobedience are not on the same level. Honesty and stealing are not on the same level. The pen has dried that thanksgiving and ingratitude are not on the same level. The pen has dried that God does not let the reward of the righteous be lost.
Okay. If you need translation, find an Arabic person because it's all in Arabic. Rumi knows that the Persian who are sitting down here, they don't understand really these words, but he uses it. Why? Because of that one word, Jaffal Qalam. Everybody is talking about it. The pen has dried out. He wrote down whatever, and the pen is dried out. Means creation is finished. He finished whatever he wanted to do. That's the end of the story there, beginning of the story here. We start, because he puts that wish in us. He said, okay, let's talk about that. Because I talked about ta'wil. Ta'wil was interpretation, right? More than interpretation about that text. You say, let's put that ta'wil with this Jaffar Qalam together. When you want to talk about what it means in Quran, don't forget, don't bring him in. You're finished. It's your duty. Here, don't bring him in more and more whenever you need. Yes.
Likewise, the interpretation of the pen has dried. It is for the purpose of inciting to the most important work.
So, Jaffar Qalam is something that I should interpret for you. The interpretation of that Jaffar Qalam is exactly the same thing I was explaining over there. That all of this is good for you. These are knowledge. And with the knowledge, you could be good. If you're a knowledgeable, if you're a dummy, you do silly stuff. It doesn't matter what you think, what you believe. But if you're knowledgeable, you know what to do. And this knowledge is not something that is changing. It's here for us. It's given to us. Isn't it? We don't know even when and how we received it. Do we know why you're talking? We have done so many stuff, but we don't know how it started. This is given to us, so we are doing this different stuff. All of it, remember, is to push you forward to get better. This is the main goal of this creation. Yes.
Therefore, the pen wrote that every action has the effect and consequence appropriate to it. The pen has dried that if you do wrong, you will suffer wrong, and that if you act rightly, the result will be your felicity.
Okay. Do you remember book one? First story, first paragraph? Over there he talked about consequence. Repeatedly up to here, he say, Jaffar Qalam means what? Means that he wrote down there is consequence for everything you do. This is what he wrote. How do you want to interpret it to you? I interpret it for you. He said that, hey, if you do bad, bad things happen to you. If you do good, good things happen to you. Now what? It's as simple as that. You bring it that, ah, this is force, because this rule is forcing me. No. Yes.
The pen has dried that if you do wrong, you will suffer wrong, and that if you act rightly, the result will be your felicity. You behave unjustly, you are damned. The pen has dried. If you show justice, you eat the fruit. The pen has dried. When he steals, his hand goes. The pen has dried. He drinks wine, he becomes intoxicated. The pen has dried. If you deem, do you deem it allowable? Can it be allowable that on account of the prior decree, God should come like a person dismissed from office, saying,
Okay, he has written this note that whatever you do, there is a consequence. You want to change this? Is that what you're thinking about, really? Okay, because it's, he wrote it, I cannot change it, or because he wrote, I cannot change it, I cannot do anything. Is this how you want to interpret it? That it's out of my hand? Yes, saying.
Saying the affair has gone out of my hands. Do not approach me so often. Do not entreat so much. Nay, the
do you accept it if God will say that? Listen, I wrote the Jafar Galama and put it aside. Now I can do nothing. Don't come to me. Is this how you want to interpret that? Because a lot of people, yes, they like to interpret it like that. That now he's out of the game. Now we are the player. No. Yes, we are the player. Note the first sentence. He's not out. Because this universe doesn't go around with my wishes. My wishes are nonsense. A personal stuff that could be changed every single moment. Yes.
Nay, the meaning is, the pen has dried. Justice and injustice are not equal in my sight.
I'll stop it here, because you have to read this long paragraph, and these subjects that we are hearing very carefully. Please read it after tonight, because you see that he is making examples, stories to talk about the simple subject. What should we do really with ourselves? What do I have to do with this? Where is the problem? So please read it carefully, if possible. Another story. آن یکی می رفت بالای درخت می فشند آن میوه را دزدان سر. صاحب باغ آمد و گفت ای دنی از خدا شرمید کو چه می کنی؟ گفت از باغ خدا بنده خدا گر خورد خرما که عقل کردش عطا عامیانه چه ملامت می کنی؟ بخل بر خان خداوند غنی؟ گفت ای بک بیاور آن رسن تا بگویم من جواب بلحسن. فست بستش سخت آندم بر درخت میزد او بر پشت ساقش چوب سخت. گفت آخر از خدا شرمی بدار میکشی این بیگنه را زار زار. گفت از چوب خدا این بندهش میزند بر پشت دیگر بنده خوش. چوب حق و پشت و پهلو آن او من غلام آلت فرمان او. گفت توبه کردم از جبر ای عیار اختیار است اختیار است اختیار اختیارات اختیارش هست کرد اختیارش چون سواری زیر گرد اختیارش اختیار ما کند امر شد بر اختیاری مستند حاکمی بر صورت بی اختیار هست هر مخرور را در اقتدار تا کشد بی اختیاری سید را تا برد بگرفته گوش زید را لیک بی هیچ آلتی سن سمد اختیارش را کمنده او کند اختیارش یارش زید را قیدش کند، بی سگ و بی دام هم سیدش کند. آن دروگر حاکم چوبی بود، وان مصبر حاکم خوبی بود. هست آهنگر بر آهن قیمتی، قیمی ساری. هست آهن بر آهنگر بر آهن قیمی، هست بنا هم بر آلت حاکم. نادر این باشد که چندین اختیار، ساجدم در اختیارش بندوار. قدرت تو بر جمادات از نبرد، که این جمادی را از آنها نفی کرد. قدرتش بر اختیارات آنچنان نفی نکند اختیاری را از آن. خواستش میگوی بر وجه کمال، که نباشد نسبت جبر و زلال. چون که گفتی کفر من خواست بیست، خواست خود را نیز هم میدم که هست. زن که بیخواه تو خود کفر تو نیست، کفر بیخواهش تناقض گفتن نیست. امر عاجز را قبیح است و زمین، خشم بدتر خواست از رب رحیم. گاو گر یوغی نگیرد میزنند، هیچ گاوی که نپرد شد نژند. گاو چون معذور نبود در فضول، صاحب گاو از چه معذور است و دور. چون نهی رنجور سر را بر مبند، اختیارت هست بر سبلت مخر. جهد کن که از حق که از جام حق یابی نوی، بی خود و بی اختیار آنگه شد. آن که آن می را بود کل اختیار، تو شوی معذور مطلق مستفار. هرچی گویی گفته می گفته می باشد آن، هرچی روبی گفته می باشد آن. کی کند آن مست جز عدل و ثواب، که ز جام حق کشید از تو شراب. جادوان فرعون را گفتم بیست، مست را پروای دست و پای نیست. دست و پای ما میان باهد است، دست ظاهر سایه است و قاصد است. قول بنده عیش شاء الله و کان، بهر آن نبود که تنبل کن در آن. بلکه تحریز است و بر اخلاص و جد، که در آن خدمت فزون شو مستعد. گر بگویند آنچه میخواهی تو راد، کار کار توست بر حسب مراد. آنگهان تب در تنبل کنی جایز بود، کانچه خواهی و آنچه گویی آن شود. چون بگویند عیش شاء الله و کان، حکم اوست مطلق جاودان. پس چرا صد مرده هم در ورد او، بر نگردی بندگان گرد او. گر بگویند آنچه میخواهد وزیر، خواست آن اوست اندر دار و گیر. گرد او گردان شوی صد مرده زود، تا بریزد بر سرت احسان جود. یا گریزی از وزیر و قصر او، این نباشد جستجوی نصر او. باش گونه زین سخن کاهل شدی، منعکس ادراک و خاطر آمد. امر آن فلان خواجه از این چیز، یعنی با جزو کمتر نشین. گرد خواجه گرد چون امران اوست، کو کشد دشمن رهانت جام دوست. هرچی او خواهد همان یابی یقین، یاوه کم رو خدمت او برگزین. نیچو حاکم اوست گرد او مگرد، تا شوی نام سیاه روی زرد. حق بود تأویل کان گرمت کند، بر امید چست و شرمت کند. ور کند سستت حقیقت این بدان، هست تبدیل و نه تأویل است آن. این برای گرم کردن آمده است، تا بگیرد ناامیدان را دو دست. معنی قرآن ز قرآن پرس و بس، و از کسی کاتش زد استن بر هوس. پیش قرآن گشت قربانی و پست، تا که این روح او قرآن شده است. روغنی کو شد فدای گل به کل، خواه روغن بوی کن خواهی تو گل. مسترم.